Mel, I kept hearing the word swings. What's the title of that song?
It's called I've Got a World That Swings.
Does swinging make it a jazz song?
Well, I think it makes it a jazz song, Ralph, depending on how you sing it. I think you can sing Our Sweet Mystery of Life and make it a jazz song. It just depends on the interpretation of the song.
And it's the performer, not the material?
I think basically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a jazz singer?
Well, and let me answer that partly with a question. As you know, because we've known each other for many years, there are very few people that I consider qualified to judge whether someone is a jazz player or a jazz singer. Now, you happen to be one of the few people that I feel is fully qualified.
You could cancel off the show for that.
Am I a jazz singer?
Mel.
Am I a jazz singer?
You are to me, but I've got a very good friend who thinks you aren't.
Well,
now,
then we. Oh, that's
what do you
that's
think?
Interesting.
That's the point.
Good, though. Yeah, I think I'm a jazz singer. My feet have always been firmly rooted in jazz. I grew up in my hometown of Chicago, and as you know, I've been listening to Ellington and Lunsford and Charlie Barnett and some of the more commercial but good musical bands like Artie Shaw and Tommy Dorsey for so many years that I think that just from the, you know, through the process of osmosis, I'm a jazz singer. Yes, I think so.
What makes a guy a jazz singer? What makes a man, what makes a woman a jazz singer as opposed to just a good pop singer?
Well, as I, again, we go right back to interpretation and sound. I think there is a kind of vibrato and an approach to singing notes that makes people a jazz. Let me demonstrate, may I?
Uh-huh.
For instance, a standard popular singer would sing, up at dawning, sleepy and yawning. Now, there's kind of an accepted feeling about singing notes when you're a so-called, an alleged jazz singer, where you sing the held note at the end of the phrase in a cold tone, an ad vibrato like this. Up at dawning, and you add the vibrato later. I think that this is maybe one of the forts of a jazz singer, one of the strong points of a jazz singer. You're not always adding vibrato to every single note. You're singing most of your notes cold tone.
But sometimes when you sing, it seems to me I could hear an instrument, a brass instrument playing,
well,
but you're singing.
Well, that's the other aspect that I was about to talk about. The word jazz singer, I think, Ralphie, is thrown around a great deal. I think that it's a word that's used incorrectly at times in describing certain singers. I can think of two male singers right now, for instance, I'd rather not name, who are considered jazz singers because they have a throwaway quality to their voice. I think that a jazz singer, to really be a jazz singer, should be basically a musician and should be capable of improvising around any given melody. I don't say that it's like a flyer. You don't always have to do barrel rolls through the air. But it's nice to know that you can do them, that you're capable of doing them, and you're in control of the airplane. I think the same thing applies to, per se, a jazz singer.
So who are jazz singers to you?
Well, of course, I think Ella is a jazz singer. I think Carmen McRae is certainly a jazz singer. Anita O'Day is a jazz singer. She's not my favorite singer because her intonation bothers me. But that's not really fair either, because we're talking about feeling, aren't
mm-hmm,
we?
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody once said about Billie Holiday to me, and it's a quote that I've remembered for 900 years now. Somebody said, Billie Holiday is a little like spinach. It doesn't always taste good, but it's always good for you. Which I think is kind of interesting. There are an awful lot of jazz artists who are maybe not the most musical artists, you know, that I can think of, but who are always interesting to me. Leo Watson is a good example,
yeah.
A very crude kind of scat singer in his day with the old Gene Krupa band, and then on his own as a scat singer. And he wasn't as pyrotechnical as Ella, or modestly but honestly myself. But he had a driving kind of gutty, basic, down-to-earth, grassroots force in singing scat that was very thrilling and exciting to hear.
What other males do you think of as jazz singers?
Well, I think that, you know, it's hard to disseminate. It gets to be a semantical problem between a jazz singer and a blues singer. Like, to me, Joe Williams, who's one of my all-time favorites, is essentially a blues singer. But blues is jazz, so he, sure, by that reason, is a jazz singer too. People call Mark Murphy a jazz singer. I don't think he's a jazz singer. I think he's a very interesting singer, but I don't think he's a jazz singer.
What about Bob Dureau?
Bob Dureau is a very strange category of singer. First of all, he's tremendously interesting to me. I recorded a song of Bob's, which incidentally we're going to do next for you, called Coming Home Baby. And when I heard his acetate recording of it, his demonstration record, I called my company and said, gee, I think it's great and I'd love to do it, but I'll never sing it as well as Bob Dureau. And I meant that with dead seriousness. Bob Dureau has a very strange, almost country quality to his voice. It's twangy, and he's a very, very unique singer, because you cannot call him a country and western singer, nor can you not call him a jazz singer. He's very, very hard to categorize.
But when you did Coming Home Baby, was it an entirely different thing than the way he did it?
No, I must confess that his record made such an impression on me that when we finally went to make the arrangement for my record, we pretty well hewed to the line that Bob had indicated when, mm-hmm, he did his own, mm-hmm, his own demo. But, it's very, very hard for me to think about male jazz singers. I think that there are some guys who have an inflection of jazz in their voice without really being jazz singers. Certainly Sinatra, mm-hmm, is one. I don't consider Frank a jazz singer, but he can swing, yeah, and he has that infectiousness that, to me, associates itself with jazz.
Let's do Coming Home Baby and demonstrate.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is a little bit different from the recorded version. I've had rather interesting comments from all over the United States and Canada and Australia and England and every place on Coming Home Baby. Many people thought that it was a rock and roll record, but this song began life as a Herbie Mann instrumental, and it is basically a minor blues pattern and a very interesting song to me. It is no more or less erudite lyrically than most of the blues tunes that you'll hear in the 12-bar pattern. And I must say that without copping out, as they say, I still get a tremendous kick out of singing it. It goes like this.